Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Oceans are unfortunate in being downstream of everything. All our chemical inputs, unused fertilizers, debris, eroded silt and topsoil, untreated sewage, medicines from our farms, our suburbs, our cities, and our factories eventually make their way to the world ocean. As a result, coastal seas are now described as the most chemically altered environments on Earth. Pollutants reach the seas via river inputs, atmospheric deposition and runoff. Expanding dead zones result, endangering fisheries, biodiversity, and human health. This is a story not easily told, which is why this may be the biggest sleeper issue of all. How much easier to portray the plight of the great whales, or to document the decline in fisheries, or to show a coastline sullied by unsustainable development. Pollution is difficult to see, even harder to trace, sometimes ephemeral, but with long-lasting impacts. Eutrophication, the over-fertilization of nearshore waters caused by too many nutrients from fertilizers, sewage, animal waste, and food processing residues, threatens to disrupt the ecological balance of coastal areas around the world. At the same time, toxins enter the marine system and reside there for long periods, until they are actively removed by mitigation, or worse, until they enter the human food chain, ultimately residing in our own tissues. Non-point source pollution underlies ever-expanding dead zones, areas devoid of the oxygen needed to support most marine life. Runoff to the Gulf of Mexico is a tragic example, with corn and soybean cultivation the largest contributor of nitrogen, and animal waste combined with crop cultivation the major source of phosphorus. The result is an enormous area, the watershed of 31 states, dramatically polluted. Riparian buffers have long mitigated the effects of runoff, preventing polluted freshwaters from reaching coastal systems. But as a new study in Nature points out, small stream systems may be even more important in removing pollutants and preventing eutrophication of coastal areas. The study found that nitrate was filtered from stream water by tiny organisms such as algae, fungi, and bacteria. This in and of itself was not news. However, the researchers discovered that entire stream networks are important in removing pollution from stream water, not just individual streams. However, the important role that even small streams have in removing or transforming nitrates, and therefore preventing eutrophication downstream in estuaries and oceans, can quickly be overcome by too many nitrates entering the water. Thus, there are thresholds to the ability of freshwater systems to provide the important ecosystem service of maintaining water quality. But the situation is not hopeless. Realization is growing, and market-based mechanisms for better watershed management are being defined and implemented. Perhaps the one bright light in the current worldwide economic downturn is that use of fertilizers is expected to plummet as its cost rises as a result of dramatically increased energy costs for production. If the end result is a forced movement to more sustainable agriculture and better opportunities for small-scale growers that practice sustainable methods, this may indeed be both an antidote to the oil-based agricultural economy and to the deteriorating health of the world ocean. We will discuss these issues and more on future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.